Mike's on.
7 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill School Board to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. Can we have a roll call vote, or a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin?
Here.
Mr. Leonard?
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Is Trudy on the line? Is Mrs. Serena on the line?
Right.
Here.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Mrs. Borgen?
Here.
Mr. Faber? I'm here.
Yeah.
And Mr. Merritt?
Here.
Mr. Craig. And Ms. Murphy will be joining shortly.
Thank you. Diving in, we have Ms. Torino is on the telephone. She is traveling for work, and she can hear us through the microphones and the microphone up at the counter, and you will hear her speaking as if a disembodied voice from above. Moving into information and proposals, we had an Eagle Scout who was prepared to come. He had done his Eagle Scout project associated with the school district. Unfortunately, he was unable to attend tonight. He was here last week, but we couldn't get the meeting going. It is a United States map, which he painted on the playground facility at DJR. And there is a photo of it in our board book, and you can check it out there. And it's on page 8. I would also recommend checking it out in person. It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, forward to seeing it.
This is not a small map. This is a huge thing that the kids can play on, and it ties into education. It's a great project and very, very much appreciated. Freedom of Information Act, Dr. Raines.
We had several requests. One was made by Heat and Frost Insulators, Local 17, one by the Daily South Town, one by Kelly Szymanski, and one by Ken Jansky. And all were completed in the appropriate time frames.
Thank you very much. Brings us to public comments. Do we have any public comments? No public comments. Letters and communications are in the back of your board book. The consent agenda, this is on page 16 of your board books. Can I have a motion that the board approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A1A regular session meeting minutes of June 12, 2019, 4A1B Unit District 161 committee meeting minutes of June 5, 2019, 4A1C Unit District 161 committee meeting minutes of June 19, 2019, 4A2 approval of the May Treasurer's Report, financial report, 4A3, approval of the bills list dated July 17th, 2019. 4A4, approval of the resignation of staff, including Ramon Ramos, custodian, effective June 10th, 2019. Jennifer Gisbach, custodian, effective June 19th, 2019. Brandon McGiss, building technician, effective July 7th, 2019. Elizabeth Hellman, paraprofessional, effective July 10th, 2019. Michael Vetter, paraprofessional, effective July 12th, 2019. Kristen Thompson, paraprofessional, effective July 24th, 2019. Sean Mooney, building technology coordinator, effective July 26th, 2019. We have no medical leaves at this time. 4A6, approval of employment of staff, including Christine Thompson, special education resource teacher at Hilda Walker. Michael Clark, building technician at Hilda Walker. Robert Stosky, building technician at Summit Hill Junior High. Leonard Cooper Jr., paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High. Haley Devente, paraprofessional at Hilda Walker. Renee Rise, paraprofessional at Indian Trail School. Tiffany Echolus, paraprofessional at Indian Trail School. And Frederick Moore, a half-time building technician at Dr. Julian Rogus, and 4A7, the approval of the building office stipend.
So moved.
Second.
The motion has been made and seconded. Before voting on this, we will actually duck into closed session. There is an item on here to be discussed in closed. We also have a couple of other items. We'll handle it all in one session and then return to open session. So, going forward to item 5G on page 127 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the board go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of a specific employee of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the district or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C2 for the purpose of collective bargaining negotiation matters between the district and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C10 for the purpose of discussion of the placement of individual students in special education programs and other matters relating to individual students.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Storino.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgans.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries.
You know, can we stay here because of Trudy?
We are actually going to stay in here. If you guys don't mind stepping out, we should not be that long, and then we will invite everyone back in. We are back in open session at 7:37. Before we went into closed, we had a motion and a second on the consent agenda. Per a request of Mr. Faber, we are removing 4A7, the approval of the business office stipend, from the consent agenda, and we will vote on that separately. So, can I have a roll call vote on the amended consent agenda, please?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mr. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Now we will take a separate vote. Can I have a motion that the board approve the stipend for the business office as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? No. Mrs. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to old business, we start with the second and final reading of board policies. This is on page 55 of your board books. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the second and final reading of board policies 2:20, 2:40, 2:50, 2:60, 2:250, 4:30, 4:100, 4:110, 4:150, 4:160, 4:190, 5:10, 5:250, 5:330, 6:15, 6:65, 7:70, 7:185, and 8:95 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Mark?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to page 92 of the board book, this is the public school calendar, and this is being amended due to a change in Illinois law that requires full day attendance as opposed to split days of attendance and teacher institute days. So can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the amended 2019-2020 school calendar as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Moving on to new business, we'll start with the administrative handbook on page 93 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2019-2020 administrative handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on that?
I do have one question on it. I emailed you on this, Mrs. Rains, and with the email changeover, I don't know if you got it or not, because it was still the same in board book. On page eight in the administrative handbook, it still lists Kashmir Pulaski Day as a holiday. And we're no longer having that in our calendar for next year, isn't that right?
We do not have it in our calendar for next year. Is there not a statement underneath that page? I don't have it in front of me that says if it's, if school is in session, it's not considered a holiday, or something like that, if I can recall.
Schools will be closed on these days in order for custodial staff to be paid for the holiday. The employee must work the day.
It doesn't have a disclaimer? If not, let me check.
It doesn't, yeah.
Okay.
But that's just to make sure that we...
Sure.
Take care of that day.
All right.
Is that the only comment on this?
That's all.
Okay. So we will amend the motion to approve the 2019-2020 administrative handbook with an update to the holiday schedule to omit or footnote Kashmir Pulaski Day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. If there's no more comments, can we have a vote, a roll call vote on the amended motion, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Moving on to page 94 in your board book, we have the certified handbook. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2019-2020 certified staff handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. The non-certified handbook, page 95. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2019-2020 non-certified staff handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Moving on to item 5, page 97, in your board book. This is the paraprofessional handbook. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2019-2020 paraprofessional staff handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? We have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Moving on to page 98, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2019-2020 band handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions on this? We have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Morgan?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
And Rich?
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. The motion carries.
Okay, I think we skipped...
Custodial handbook.
C4.
Jump over that one. On 96.
On page 96 of your board book. I'm following a more sophisticated numbering system. Puts 96 after 98. The custodial handbook. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2019-2020 custodial staff handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. And not to be left out, on page 99, we have the orchestra handbook. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2019-2020 string orchestra handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. That takes us to page 100 in your board book, which is the update for Board Goal 4. We'll start with the motion. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve Board Goal 4 as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. What this is doing is taking the deliverable of the Building Utilization Strategy Report and moving that from the board planning session at the end of January to the end of the 2019-2020 school year. The driver for this is the delivery of the DLS demographic report and utilization report will not occur until November, and then we want time for the Superintendent Advisory Committee to meet and to get a report back by the end of January would be either omitting people from commenting on it or giving us an incomplete deliverable. So this simply moves it to the end of the 2019-2020 school year. Are there any other comments on this? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries.
Just really quickly, now that we've approved our board goals, should we possibly put together a committee to work on the superintendent's?
The email.
No, not the email.
Review.
Review, the superintendent review. Oh, I thought you said email. I was like, why do we care about her email? Why do you care about her email?
I thought you said email, too. We can add that to the next agenda.
Okay.
We'll add that to the next agenda and get that out there.
For her email.
I don't want to be on that one. Thanks, Barb.
Dealing with unneeded items as surplus, page 101 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the resolution of removal of obsolete assistive technology devices and accessories, assessments, professional development, and educational materials from Summit Hill Junior High District's inventory?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this one?
You said the junior high. Why did you say junior high?
Summit Hill School District's inventory.
Oh, you said junior high. That's why I was wondering if it was only, if there was, I'm sorry.
Oh.
You said junior high.
Okay.
That's why I thought I was missing something.
Sorry, to clarify, this is from the Summit Hill School District's inventory. I might have just got on a roll and Summit Hill and junior high follows it sometimes.
Gotcha. That's okay.
Any other questions?
Is there any scrap value or is it? No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Moving on to item 10, the Rogus rooftop compressor replacement. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve American Mechanical Services Group to replace the rooftop compressor at Dr. Julian Rogus School in the amount of $18,700?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this one?
We didn't need to bid for items that were under 25 grand.
We don't have to, but.
Oh, we just did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
Any other questions? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Number 11, the collective bargaining agreement, page 104 of your board book. So forgive me, I got to make this one up on the fly. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education authorize the superintendent and legal counsel to propose to the district's teachers' union that the current contract terms and conditions be extended for a period of 2 years, with the only modification being adoption of the TRS-mandated 24 pay periods ending by July 30th of each fiscal year, with the union responding on or before October 31st, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. The intent here is simply to take the existing contract as it sits, which would expire at the end of the 2019-2020 school year, and extend it for a period of 2 years. The way the language in the contract is built is it can be extended, and the pay increases and some other numbers change automatically based on current statute or CPI, and this would allow us to forego negotiations this year and forego the cost of negotiations. So that proposal has been made and seconded. Does anyone else have questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Present.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. So, Dr. Raines, if you can work with our legal counsel to make that presentation to the union. Thank you. Moving on to page 105, this is the confirmation of hazardous bus routes or hazardous transportation routes. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education confirm the existence of hazardous conditions requiring the transportation of students which have been previously approved by the Illinois Department of Transportation for the 18-19 school year?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
I have a question. With the current construction on St. Francis, the way it is, will that have any impact on transportation? Or to me, driving on it, it is very dangerous right now. So do they have like alternative routes set up for this, or are they classifying that,
or
requiring?
They had started, you know, a good portion of that in the spring, and really the only issue they had was sometimes it would get backed up in the afternoon. So, you know, we had some late buses and so forth. But other than that, no, there are no alternatives.
Do we know when that'll be clear, when they're planning on?
No, I'd have to check with Mr. Leone. I think he's been trying to keep tabs on that.
And can we ask them to fix the word patterns? It's spelled with two T's, and I would prefer that the students go back to school in the fall, you know, in August, knowing just how to spell patterns with two T's as opposed to one. Sorry.
Just for clarity, though, that's not what we're talking about.
I know, but I'm saying that it's under, we're talking about transportation, and I didn't know if there was another.
This is kids who have to be bused because they don't have a sidewalk. I'm just making sure everyone else does.
It's scary.
Any other questions or comments on this one? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino? Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marion?
Aye. And the motion carries. And our final new business item, the destruction of closed session meeting minutes. Can I have a motion that the board authorize the destruction of closed session audio recordings for the period of July 1st, 2017 through December 31st, 2017?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on that? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Farino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. And that brings us to superintendent and staff reports, and I will turn it over to Dr. Raines.
Thank you. In terms of the kindergarten As of 7/23, we have 206 kindergartners who've proved residency, 199 reg ed, 7 special ed, which puts us roughly at 18 students per classroom, again, as of 7/23. In terms of re-registrations, I know the board book says 748. That was as the board book was put together, but today we're at 577.
Awesome.
So that means 1,857 students have completed and paid re-registration fees, which is quite helpful to us, and I believe it's indicative of the calls that are being made by all of the principals to parents to encourage them to come in and re-register their students. Took a look at our enrollments and just compared last year's to this year's again as of 7/23. Rogus, with the kindergarten numbers, were down 46 students. At Arbury, we're up 7 students. At Square, we're pretty even. Indian Trail, we're down 28 students. Again, last year's enrollment to this current enrollment as of 7/23. At Walker, we're down 36, and at the junior high, we're down 20. So that gives us 121 less students as it stands today. So, and those numbers change. It's changed dramatically from the last time I ran the report. So just to keep that out in public view. The next item is our Goal 3 Summit Hill School District 161 app. It is up and running. We're having signage put all over. We're going to be communicating this to parents. You go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, download the official Summit Hill 161 app today for access to your school's notification, calendars, much more, board information, basically whatever you need to keep engaged and made aware of the various happenings in Summit Hill 161. Again, it's hooked to all of our live stream. You've got it.
Right now.
It is that simple to do.
Yeah.
Please know it is free. And again, we're looking forward to using this as a very important communication tool for not only board information, but for district information, pushing out notifications. The one part that I find kind of fabulous is the school supplies. If you click on that little tab,
sweet,
you find the parents can find the list. They can find the supplies per grade level. And then at the bottom, if you want to go ahead and order them from Walmart or wherever, you just click it and it's there. So, you know, if you have a chance, please download
it. Supplies lists.
Again, kind of exciting. So we've added one last thing to your school supplies, but don't worry, it's free.
Very nice.
And thank you for the conversation a couple years back, Mr. Martin, where we talked a little bit about this. It's powered by Blackboard, so it's very dependable. And again, it hooks to all of our live streams, so you don't have to go hunting for things anymore. It's in one location.
And it really looks nice.
Thank you.
Really cool.
The graphics on here really are nice. Nice job.
So we will be updating that as the need exists, adding more icons to it, and then just moving forward and, again, keeping the entire community informed. And this also, to me, helps with residents of the district who are taxpayers now have a direct link to us as well, should they choose, and it's available on any device.
Junior high kids that don't bring things home, now parents can
get it there
regardless.
Wait, does it link to teacher pages or no?
It links to your schools. If you go into the directory, it'll and you click on the schools that you want to follow.
Oh.
And then that takes you basically to the school website where you have all the information available to you.
I love that.
So you only get things that pertain to your school and not everything that pertains to everyone. So it's more tailored for.
I would just like to put a complaint that this is Nate's last year in the district, and you're fine. This is finally happening, and now I'm.
Well, we have a few items in front of it.
I'm teasing. Sorry.
Very nice job. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is the kids overview. Kids is kindergarten individual development survey. We just wanted to share the data that we received. It's on page 111. Basically, this is, it's an observational tool that our kindergarten teachers have participated in since this program was piloted, and it's piloted from ISBE. It gives you a snapshot of the skills and development students demonstrate when they begin kindergarten. It's completed by the teachers within the first 40 days of school, and again, it's more information on the students as we move forward to develop their readiness in several different areas like math and social emotional. So that data is up there on page 111 in Board Book. The next is the Opening Institute Overview. This is a draft agenda. Opening Institute days are August 19th and August 20th. All staff members will begin at Summit Hill Junior High for a quick grab-and-go breakfast. We're going to be short and sweet with a welcome, top 10 things you need to know, and then send them back to their buildings. So it's very building-based, day one, from about 9:30 to 3 o'clock. The only item, really, besides building-level meetings, is when we looked at the staff development requests this past year, the top request was just a quick review of Office 365. So we have included that for all staff members in various ways during the late morning, early afternoon on the first day to take care of that. And then on the second day, our focus in the morning is on the mandated active shooter drill with Will County Sheriff's Office, which takes us to the afternoon. And on the afternoon, it's going to be a bit more light because that will be a little bit more realistic drill. And we'll be producing communication about the drill. Again, it's mandated. You have to have it within the first so many days of the school year. And all staff will be participating. Again, afternoon building level meetings. And that then the following day is the first day of school for our students. Which leads us to our preliminary 2019-20 District 161 budget presentation. I'll turn it over to Doug. This is the first of three steps for board review.
Yeah, the first of three steps. So the next time we'll see this is at the special meeting on August 14th. The budget will be in tentative form at that time, and you'll vote to put it on display for 30 days, and the final approval, I think, is September 27, something like that. So, overall, even with all of the additional staffing and curriculum and other board-approved expenditures, we did end up with a surplus in the operating funds. Right now, that's approximately about $625,000. And again, these numbers are probably about 3 weeks or so old, so we've gotten a few more pieces, so these numbers will change. They are fluid. We continue the planned spend down of the operations and maintenance fund fund balance. We anticipate a deficit in that fund of about $560,002. So we're taking care of our buildings. And the only other real highlight is the transportation fund. When I first got here, the expenditures were going up quite substantially each year, but those have leveled off, and the state has also not prorated as much of the reimbursement that they sent to us. So
what's
that's
it?
Helpful.
What is it? What are they prorating at about approximately?
Last year, the regular transportation was something like 82-85%. I think special ed proration is actually lower. I think it's something like 90%.
Okay.
So we get 90% of what we're entitled to.
And the charges related to that are also impacted by gas charges, correct?
They are, yeah. So that stabilized quite a bit, too.
Right, because a couple of years ago we were getting killed on that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've also dropped a few routes really quickly, too, through consolidation and so forth. So we've lost a few of those, which is something. So that leaves the transportation fund balance in a very favorable position. So I think perhaps at levy time, we may look at, you know, reducing the levy dollars going into that fund and spread them either to the ed fund or O&M fund or TORT fund or something along those lines, because that fund balance is quite healthy. So,
what are we paying out of TORT?
TORT is the property and casualty school board legal and workers' compensation premiums.
Got it. Thank you.
What was the last thing you said?
Unemployment.
Unemployment, okay.
Yeah. That's it.
So we will have a special meeting on August 14th to have the preliminary budget presented. We cannot wait till the 21st because it has to be on display for 30 days, and September 18th is the next meeting. So those are too close together. So August 14th, we will meet and do the tentative budget and then put it on display as required.
Well, I don't anticipate large changes, but you know, there will be changes. But this is pretty close to where unless something large comes through.
Any other questions for Doug? Our final item is the building operations reports. We're going to continue to offer this to the board as a standing item to keep you informed of progress on projects in real time. And that concludes the superintendent and staff report.
Thank you very much. Moving on, we will do board member reports, and we will start with Mr. Martin with the 843 report.
Thank you. We've had two of the governing board meetings since we last met here. Not a lot going on in the summertime, naturally, but the final budget numbers are coming in for 843. They had a really good year. The total expenditures have been down over $1 million in actual operating funds. Their total revenue was almost $350,000 more than budgeted. And that has to do with they have more students that have attended than they originally budgeted for, so there's more in tuition. And they got some great rebates from workman's compensation premiums that they had before. So they had a really good year this year. Came in well.
So are we getting a refund or?
We will be getting money back.
Okay. Good.
All the districts will be getting money back. The next budget is going to be presented, has been presented and is going to be voted on at the next meeting. There are some things that are higher. Transportation is higher because bus leases are coming in at a higher number than they anticipated, but nothing that's too exorbitant. There's also some wage increases that are happening specifically for parapros and bus aides in order to bring them into alignment with the new minimum wage laws. So those will come into force over a number of years. So if anybody wants some additional information, by all means, just let me know. I'll give that to you.
Do we not vote on the budget anymore? Did they change that rule?
We do.
Correct.
I asked Sarah that question because I was used to the previous method. Mm-hmm. She said that we talk about it at the board meeting, answer any questions, and then you direct your liaison to vote for the district at the governing board meeting. That's according to 843 legal counsel. Is that basically what you heard as well?
The procedures change.
Oh, so they won't be giving us the presentation?
No, at the next board meeting, they basically what Mr. Martin did just now is basically a little recap.
Okay.
We will have the document for you in board book, and then if there's any questions.
Because now the funds are not going through 843, right. They're going through the district. So because of that change, I think that's what prompted it, as far as I know. But that's the legal opinion that's come forward on that.
That's 843's legal opinion.
So the only place I'm hung up is Mr. Martin gives us an update, which is fine, and then we give him direction on what to do, but how do we do that? The only way we can give direction is with a vote. I mean, I don't know what their legal opinion was thinking, but there's no other way for us to do anything.
Yeah.
I'll
offering that to Ms. Retro.
I mean, we don't give you direction on everything. You vote on our behalf on several things, and I'm not saying that that shouldn't happen, but I just, in the past, we've had their presentation made, and then we vote on it as a board, and that kind of gives our stamp of approval.
I know that Sarah would come to present if that's a request, but she had...
I'm not worried about Sarah presenting. Mr. Martin can tell us whatever we need to know about it.
I know what Mr. Mayor is saying.
Yes.
It's not without the board actually saying, yes, go ahead forward this. You know, I'm pretty much
and like I said, we don't give you direction on everything, but... And if we're not going to, then that's fine. It's a change from what we did in the past.
Right. Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead and give this question to Mrs. Rexrow, too.
When's your next meeting?
I don't have. It's the fourth Tuesday in August.
So it'll be after our August 14th meeting. So if there's something we need to do, we'll be doing our budget, then we can do theirs.
She's at the director's conference this week. The remainder of this week, so
fine.
I don't anticipate hearing from her until next week. And I'll, share it with Dr. Raines.
Let me know, and we'll put it on the agenda if we have to, or we won't. I'm good either way.
Yeah, the only other thing I would say that, is might be of interest to some of our parents is that the principal McKay left, and so the principal of the SELF program, where some of our students attend, has left that program and is going to be the McKay principal, and they've hired a new person to be principal of the SELF program. And they have that person in, we hired him last night, her last night, I should say. Okay. So there is a new principal of the SELF program.
And we've reached out to her, and Leslie actually has had communication with her for our SELF students.
Very good. That's great to know. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. The U-161 committee report, the committee actually met just prior to this meeting. We had a brief update from DLS, and I have the update notes here if anybody would like a copy. Essentially, we signed and executed the contract with DLS, and they are processing and collecting data. As per the contract, and everything appears to be on schedule and going as expected. The other action that we took is the U-161 committee is going to request a walkthrough of Lincoln Way North along with our DLS partners and administration. I'll be crafting a letter and sending it to 210 superintendent and board. And that is all I have on U-161.
I can't wait to hear what their response is. Sorry.
An update. That takes us to public comments. Anyone? No public comments. Future meeting dates, August 14th, 7 p.m. We're at 7 p.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. August 14th, special meeting here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center at 7 p.m. That will be the budget presentation. The budget will then be available to the public for 30 days. There may be other business that is done at that meeting, but that is the primary focus. August 21st, 2019, here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center, 7 p.m. And August 18th, 2019, here at 7 p.m.
September.
I'm sorry, September 18th. 2019, here at the Administrative Center, 7 p.m. Those are our regularly scheduled board meetings. That's what I wanted. If there is no other business, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Anyone have questions or comments? I'd like to talk for just 2 minutes. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we are adjourned. Thank you.